We're in Simenshin and Ches, Sif, finishing up Sif Dala. The Machaber says, V'huadin l'chofer bo bor, meaning if you dig a pit, as Rav Mashmur says, for water, even if it's 10 deep and 4 wide, and you want to be mamayit the base sa'asayim, it doesn't help, because that's a normal thing to have in a karfeif. And even if you can't walk in that, it doesn't matter. It's still measured as part of the sa'asayim, because it's part of the usage of the karfeif, just like trees are. So too, if you make a pit in a garden of some sort, it also isn't mamayit, because that's a normal usage to water the garden. It's only something that's not actually for the purpose of normally of a karpef that would actually be mamayit the size of the sa'asayim. Sif hei, banabo amav v'nismayit bekach. If you build a podium of some sort, and it minimizes the area to be less than a sa'asayim, imurachav shel shatvachim havi miyit, if it's 3 wide, that counts as a miyit. But if it's less than 10 and less than 3 wide, so then it doesn't count in order to be memayit. Ziv vav, bana mechitza ba'orech eser lefnei mechitza harishona lavatla. If you build now a 10 long mechitza within the original mechitza, in order to be mevatel that outer mechitza, shetia kmo she'ena, to make it like that wall never existed, via mukaf ledira ide shniya, now that new wall is going to make it surrounded for purposes of dira, because you made an entrance into your area before you build that new wall. If you make it 3 tvachim away from the original wall, mutter, that works, because now it's like you made a new wall, l'shem dira. But if it's 3 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim away from the old wall, that doesn't work, because it's not considered to be a new wall. It's just like you're adding on to the original wall, which was not l'shem dira. This is all if you didn't make the area now less than a beis hasayim by building that new wall. But if you were mema'it the area that it's now less than sasayim, so for sure it's going to be mutter, even if it's within 3 tvachim of the original wall, because even if you were tachbetit, as we'll see in Siv Zayin, that would work enough to be mema'it. However, this is all if you were mema'it by the actual wall, says the Shaar Tzion. But if the wall itself is not enough, and it's only because of the space between the walls that you're able to be memayit the beis hasayim, that does not count. Siv Zayin, tach tit al mechitzos harishonos. If you put plaster on the original walls, lemayit aviro, in order to make it less than sasayim, vinismayit, and it worked. Ima tit avash imtinata mechitz harishona, if the tit is so thick that if you remove the original wall, ru yalam b'pnei atzma, it could stand on its own, havi miyat, it counts to be memayit the sasayim. Vimla, but if not, it doesn't count as a miyat. And it counts, if it is enough on its own, it counts as a miyat, even if it was only on one of the walls, and even only on a little bit, that's enough. However, it has to be at least 10 high and 3 wide in order to count as a miyat. But if it can't stand on its own, then it's kamisha ena, it's like it's not even there. The Mishmura quotes some who disagree and say that as long as it could stand on with the wall, that's good enough. And one could be meko, but makom tzorech, as the Shaar Tzion says, because many disagree with this Shulchan Aruch. This is only if it's nismayit from the shear on the inside, but if not nismayit on the shear, then for sure it's going to be usher and it won't count to be memayit.